Welcome to the Dead 3 Coaching and Leadership Development Podcast. I am your host, George Evie, and thank you for making it to another episode and another release of our podcast. We've got a lot going on these days, and I have said this a number of times in the last few episodes that I do apologize for not getting these out on a regular cadence, but we have been building, and this is our first plug, we have been building an online digital course offering to you all. You can reach that through the Dead 3 Coaching website, deadthreecoaching.mykajabi.com. You can get that in the show notes. I know it's not the friendliest of URLs. We're working on that. But we are releasing a product here shortly. From the court to the boardroom, 10 leadership lessons. From the court to the boardroom, 10 leadership lessons. Each lesson is roughly 30 to 40 minutes. There's all this supplement handouts and PDFs and images that you'll be able to download, plus the audio version and a video version of everything that we have been working on for a while. So that's, I guess, our first plug. Please head over to dead3coaching.mykajabi.com. Again, that's in the show notes. And we're going to get right into this on our new podcast. We are doing a lot of new things. And we are building up a curriculum here as well with our podcast. We're building another kind of product or offering for you all that is going to be called Beyond the Podcast. And this podcast and some other ones that we've created will also be available to you through our website. And we hope that you'll head over there to get Beyond the Podcast, just beyond this audio version that you're listening to either on Google or iTunes or Spotify or whatever platform that you use. But you're going to be able to go beyond the podcast where you're going to obviously be able to have some video. But again, a lot of supplement instruction and downloads and PDFs and things like that. So we're building up quite a curriculum through our website. Want to be able to offer as much content and insights and things that we're learning, things we're consuming, things we're considering on how to get ourselves better, how to level ourselves up, but also to level our teams up, level our industries up, level our products up, level our companies up. So there's a lot going on that we've been working on. We've been really busy in trying to build these digital online courses, but this curriculum for you all, and I hope that you're able to take advantage of it. So one thing that has been coming up and what the purpose of maybe our next, at least the next 9 podcasts that we will be doing, maybe more, that I think as we get to talk about this and we build this up, it could end up being an 18-part podcast series. But one thing that I am drawn to right now, and I've done some speaking recently, and I continue to, in my research and studying and prep for these speaking engagements that I've had with some companies here in the St. Louis area, it is really, it always comes back to this, building an empowered team. Like, that's it, building an empowered team. And what that is, and what that looks like and feels like, and how they get results, and how to get everybody involved. Like, what is an empowered team? And I have a book, I believe it's called Empowered. It's not here close to me. It's upstairs in my bookshelf. But what is an empowered team? I seem to be talking so much about, and I believe maybe everybody's got a different version or what the version they would like to have of what that means. And so what I felt I would do over the next, at least, again, like I mentioned, 9 lessons and 9 podcast sessions is to talk about what that is to me, or, and what I'm, and it means many things to many people, and probably all of them are correct. And so what we're going to start with, what I like to do is I like to, on like values and standards and building teams and building cultures and environments and things that I love to do, is typically I take a word or the company name or the team name or whatever it might be, and I build acronyms off that so it's easy to remember. So for example, we did a podcast a number of months ago where we talked about building values off of the word West, W-E-S-T. And in there, we talked about winning and work, and we talked about encouragement and enthusiasm and energy, and we talked about service and sacrifice and toughness and togetherness. And those were the values and standards that this particular group worked off of. So it's easy for us even now, many months later, to be able to recite those values. And I've done the same thing with Empowered And there's nine letters there, essentially, but there's encouragement and mindset. And I'm scrolling through these: participation and engagement and ownership and winning and empathy and results, and then execution and decision-making, discipline. So there's a lot to cover there. And we went through those really quick, and I just bring those up, I guess, as kind of a podcast teaser to all this of what an empowered team would mean to me. Encouragement and empathy and decision-making and mindset and results, all these different things that we just mentioned. But really, what do those mean? And how can we start really talking about building elite, high-powered, high-efficient teams that can conquer any task, any release, any sales, and is the place that everybody wants to stay and be a part of, stay and work at, but also that you would be attracting people to that. And people would say, hey, what they do and how they do it and what they put out there, social media, whatever it might be, for me to go find a place that I fit in and that would be the best place for me to contribute and develop. And these people seem to have it. And what does building an empowered team mean? But we're going to start with encouragement. An empowered team is a team that is an encouragement to one another, to their customers, to their stakeholders, whatever it is. An encouragement, and I have notes here, and many times I'll be reading from them here for those that are on video. But encouragement involves offering support and motivation and positive reinforcement to team members. That's what encouragement is. I don't believe that you can have a truly empowered team and an empowered culture and an environment that doesn't involve these three things: encouragement, recognition, celebration. I don't think you can have it. I don't think you will ever be as good as you could possibly be without those three things. And that's why when we were talking about West, that E in West, W, work and winning, E, energy and encouragement. You will get from leadership and executives and things of that nature, you will always get the hard feedback, the tough coaching, whatever you want to call it, right? But we should all be encouragement. Should we all hold people to a standard? Should we all be accountable? Should we all, maybe when things don't go our way, get that level of constructive feedback? Absolutely. Absolutely. We've talked about that in some of our other lessons. But you should always know that the empowered team is going to be a team of encouragement. In an empowered team, leaders and peers provide encouragement to do this. Listen, listen. I'm going to read this again. And in an empowered team, leaders and peers, team members, provide encouragement to boost confidence, foster a can-do attitude, and inspire continuous effort. And those are the things that we have to be able to do to build encouraging, empowered teams. To boost confidence, foster a can-do attitude, and inspire continuous effort. Continuous effort. Continuous inspiration. Continuous improvement. These words, if you've subscribed to, I encourage you to go over and subscribe to our From the Court to the Boardroom workshops that we've put together. Because we talk a lot about inspiring with continuous effort and improvement and inspiration. But having an empowered team that encourages, man, can you imagine rolling into work every day knowing that you're going to be uplifted, knowing you're going to be encouraged, knowing you're going to be recognized, knowing you're going to be celebrated for the work you're doing? Does that mean you're not going to get the feedback to improve? Does that mean you're not going to get out of your comfort zone? No, you should be led that way. But man, if I know I'm going to be encouraged today by leadership, by my peers, by my team members, by customers, by clients, man, I'm ready to go. And then I wake up truly inspired on a Monday morning to get to the office and to start contributing to the compelling vision and products and services that we're building. It's amazing. But it helps to create an environment, a culture, where individuals feel valued and empowered to take on new challenges and to make tough, hard decisions, which is our D. So the E and an empowered team and empowered is just encouragement. I think you have to lead with a culture of encouragement, recognition, celebration. And so what are these things and how do we build up an encouraging team, a team of and an environment and a culture and a team of encouragement? There's five different things that I have written down. There's many things. My list of five is not exhaustive here. And again, this may wind up being, we're going to try to keep these podcasts to about 20 minutes. I'm already 10 minutes in. So a lot of this encouragement we'll come back to in part two. And then hopefully you kind of can build this up your own curriculum. But what I encourage you to do is go beyond the podcast and come back to our website for that. But the first thing we want to talk about is just the positive reinforcement that an encouraging, empowered team would have. Positive reinforcement. Regularly acknowledging and celebrating both individual and team achievements. Positive reinforcement. Listen, you want to be able to. What I'm doing right now, I have three young children. One just started high school a week or so ago. And all our children, not just our high schooler, but it was definitely a conversation I had with our high schooler. I said, hey, we're going to be doing this in the morning, your school, get your planner out, plan your day. To quote Jesse Itzler, you can't wing it. You can't wing it. You've got to have a plan that you can execute daily. I've got my planner here next to me. I've got note cards in front of me. I've got a scheduler on my computer. Like nothing should go too far through. Like I can't wing it. I'm not good enough to wing it, as Jesse Itzler says. So he's got to have a plan. And this was really just speaking to him. And he's got to make sure that he's executing on this. But what we are trying to do with all of them is we have to build habits. Habits as a 14, 15-year-old so that he understands how to be, to get the results he wants, to achieve the goals he wants and the outcomes and results that he may want 5 years from now and there 4 years from now when he graduates. And then when he goes off to college, he's got these habits in place. So what do? We reinforce the behaviors and habits and actions that our children have so they're more apt to see it again. We're more apt to see it again. And then we acknowledge them. We have a culture and environment of encouragement to build empowered teams. And then the positive reinforcement of recognizing and seeing the habits that we want repeated. Regularly acknowledging and celebrating both team and individual achievements. Positive reinforcement boosts the confidence, the morale, and the sense of accomplishment and contribution to motivate an empowered team. Right, all that's so important. I was in meetings this morning talking about morale, how to build it, what it is, why is it low, what, all this seemed to come up. That word came up quite a bit, morale. Let me read this again. Positive reinforcement boosts confidence. It does. If I'm good at something or trying to get good at something or grinding to be good at something or getting out of my comfort zone to be good at something and I start to do well at it or knock it out or get better at it or improve 1% a day on it, having a peer or a leader that continues to give me that encouragement and that positive reinforcement to that goes a long ways. And I'm 50. And it doesn't matter if it's a 15-year-old creating habits to study and to execute and achieve his goals that he might have in 4 or 5 years. It's the same thing for a 50-year-old that's getting out of his comfort zone to try to be great, to try to be elite, to try to contribute, to try to be more valued, to say, man, you're doing a great job at this. Positive reinforcement boosts the confidence. I can do this. I am getting better. My work is being recognized. People see what I'm doing and how important and valuable that is in building an empowered team. Morale. Positive reinforcement boosts confidence and morale. The excitement. We've said this many times in videos that the culture of your place of employment, your work, is how your people feel Sunday night at 5 o'clock when they are starting to think about their Monday morning at 8 o'clock. And if your morale is low, and people on Sunday night at 5 p.m. when they're sitting around starting to think and plan their day, their week, and they are not excited at all about being at work or working with people or on a product or running into leadership or having, you know, meetings at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. on a Monday where you know you're going to get it handed to you, man, morale starts to drop. But if we can build an empowered team around encouragement, how valuable that is on a Sunday night at 5 to say, I get to, instead of I have to. I have this meeting. I have to go into work. I have to do this. I have it. Man, I get to. I get to go into work. I know I'm going to be encouraged. I know that I'm going to be recognized, valued, and celebrated. And I know that I'm going to be have a lot of positive reinforcement in the goals and the objectives and my development this week. Man, if we had that environment, who's not fired up on a Monday, on a Sunday night? Positive reinforcement boosts confidence and morale and a sense of accomplishment and improvement, contributing to a motivated and empowered team. Man, I love this research we've done on this, because it gets me juiced up to do and deliver this for you, to have you consider how to build an empowered team and starting it off with how you encourage and communicate, celebrate, recognize your teams so you can build an empowered team that will do all of these 9 things that we're going to end up talking about, but it will start with an empowered team. You've got to recognize and celebrate, to circle back to some of this positive reinforcement, you've got to recognize and celebrate individual and team achievements regularly, right? There's so many key words just in that one sentence. Recognize and celebrate. We talked about that from the get. It is, you have to encourage, recognize, celebrate. But then it goes on, and then we go on to say, it's just not the individual. You've got to do the individual and you've got to do the team. Hey, you did this, we did this. Everybody wants that acknowledgement and encouragement of, you were great at this, you did this, you saved us from this, you, man, I'm excited, I'm valued. The work I'm doing matters. We've seen Office Space where the guy's sitting in the dungeon down below, in the basement of his company. I think he got moved there. It's been years since I've seen that movie Office Space. And he's just sitting down there by himself and would never feel like he is contributing or valued or important at all. But if we're going to build an empowered team that is elite and the best in the organization, if not your industry, recognize and celebrate the individual regularly and the team achievements regularly. Regularly. So that's the key word. Recognize and celebrate individual and team regularly. Regularly. Provide specific and genuine praise for their efforts and contributions. Specific. You were great at this. You do an amazing job of closing sales by doing this. I like it when you do this. By you doing this, it allows us to be great and we're able to do X, Y, and Z. Basketball. You are absolutely great that we have at when you pass the ball that you're going to screen, and because you're able to screen on the weak side of the floor, we're able to get people open at the top. And we don't have anybody that's as nearly as good as you at understanding that concept. Now, the next thing is if we can get you to do this. And that would be the next level of your development. Hey, we start doing this. Like the one thing we did, not to turn it into a basketball, but you know this, Dead 3 Coaching and Leadership Development is very sport focused. I remember working with young athletes saying, hey, we just want you when you pass the ball to move. I don't care where you move. And then when these young athletes were younger and they just passed the ball and followed it, or they passed the ball and stood, then all of a sudden, after 6 months of what you get, you emphasize, just move, just move, just move, and understand why. When you move, and we show them, this happens. Your defense goes with you. So there's the why. Cool. Great, coach. Now, 6 months later, they're doing it. Cool. Now, you acknowledge it. You encourage it. You recognize it. You value. You understand the contribution. Hey, when you do this, and you're the best we have at it. Now, the next thing we need to do is, instead of just moving, let's move to screen. So you start skill stacking. And skill stacking is an athletic phrase that we use a lot, but it's a professional phrase. Hey, we are going to skill stack what you're doing. You're really great at this. This is amazing. But now let's start considering this, because I'm all in. From the court to the boardroom, we talked about being all in, committed, dedicated, invested in everything that we're doing all the time. But I'm all in. So let's make sure that we continue to skill stack on what you're doing. But you've got to be able to provide specific. And then to this point that I've seen many leaders not do a great job of. I'm not saying they failed or whatever. I think it can all be developed. But one thing I know we have to do a better job of is just being real authentic and real genuine in our delivery. And the phrase that I got from my studies in the past, couple months on that curriculum we built up is just feedback that can be well received. Well received. Your job is to not give feedback that creates resentment and frustration and moving on and not wanting to be a part. No, but the feedback is well received that, man, I respect you. You're knowledgeable. You care about me. And let's go. But genuine praise for efforts and contributions is hard. Maybe for some it's easy because it's who you are. If it's not who you are, and it doesn't seem authentic, or it's just lip service, and people roll their eyes. Yeah. You've got to work on that. One thing about, the leadership and having other leaders and having other eyes and all that, and I forget what book it was, it may have been Atomic Habits, is you just don't see your blind spots. I don't see my blind spots. I think you could think you're great at all this, but if you don't know your blind spots, you can't be as effective a leader. And if you're not authentic and genuine, And you think you are, maybe that blind spot can be revealed to you. But you have to be able to also link positive reinforcement to the behaviors. Listen to this. You have to be able to link the positive reinforcement and the encouragement in your culture and environment you're trying to create. You have to link the positive reinforcement to the behaviors that align with the team's values, your standards, and the goals that you've laid out, moving you towards your compelling vision. All of this matters in building an empowered team. Encouragement. Linking habits and behaviors to align with the team's values, the team's goals, their team outcomes, team results, towards your compelling vision that I'm committed to, inspired by, and wake up to every day. And I know I'm going to do that because I'm going to be encouraged and valued, and I know I'm contributing. So I want to really try to keep these. We could go on because already my 9-part session on building an empowered team is already at least 18, because it'll take at least 2 lessons to get through this, to get through each one. Encouragement. Building an empowered team. Start with encouragement. Start with positive reinforcement. When we come back to the next lesson that we'll put out here, to the next podcast that we're going to put out, we will be talking about constructive feedback and some other things. So we'll try to get through more of these, but really go hit in the show notes, Dead 3 Coaching Leadership Development. Go to dead3coaching.mikeajabi.com. There's a product that we're going to be releasing here shortly. We are also building up something called Beyond the Podcast, where you take this podcast, this 24 minutes that we put together, and you're going to be able to get handouts and quotes and images and video and all of that. And we're trying to create as much content and as much giveaways, feedback, PDFs, blah, 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 all this sort of stuff that you can have. Okay. Really appreciate all the support on the podcast front. Please like, please share, please comment, and please let me know what we can do to make this better for you, for your teams. And hopefully you got some value out of this. Encouragement, positive reinforcement, building an empowered team, and getting your team to an elite state. Recognize and celebrate individual and team achievements with regularity. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you.